Good afternoon. Welcome to Dr. Brass Talks. 4341790, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Not bad. How you notify? I'm flying down with your head.
Well, that's the first thing I said. Don't ask me how I know.
But no, listen, Mr. Wickham.
You might be surprised to hear, sir, that I was doing some research on their behalf about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So that's right.
That's a good excuse. Mr. Wickham, I got with about 13 questions that people calling me to ask on the program. I'm not going to ask about them today. What the people are telling me is that there are callers that want to call into the program and hog the show, and some moderators allow them to hog the show. I listened to Tuesday when they had the lady warm my hog the show for about 17 minutes. And then when they went to break, he still won't hold on.
So I can do my best for the next hour that I am on, the next hour and a half I'm on. I'm going to do my best to move things along. So tell me the concerns you want to raise, and we'll see.
I will raise my concerns after a while, because people want to get into to discuss the problems.
Okay. So you finished for now, right? Okay, no problem. All right. This is Down to Brass Talks. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Yes, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm not too bad today.
Okay.
You got hard for us. So I was learning it's all wrong for 6 o'clock this morning. All wrong. And I know I can't receive my check yet. So I don't know when I will receive my check.
Ma'am, well, the minister was just on the radio and he indicated that you can probably... Oh, you said you haven't seen the check yet. The check hasn't been delivered.
No.
Well, I hope that it will come today or tomorrow. And then that way you can probably carry it on Monday.
I hope so. But my check can't change in the post office. I was changing bank or the credit union.
How so come?
I don't know. Call my check, don't want check. It ain't coming out in 2 weeks. Like, I need to get number one, number two. But I'm not getting one.
Getting one.
I sent the post office and they say it cannot change there. And I have to change at the bank or the post office. So I don't know what I'm going to do. The credit union, you can't even get to the credit union. I was calling credit union this morning. And all again is machine coming on right away. That's all again.
You have the necessary resources to get through the weekend?
Yes.
Right. Well then Monday morning, bright and early, let's hope that something happens because you still have tomorrow and Monday.
I still got my bills to pay. You understand?
Right, I know, but Monday will be okay. Monday should still be okay. Okay.
I hope so.
Let's hope that Monday can organize. Sorry, ma'am.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
All right. Okay, then. You take care. All right. Down to Brass Talks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm calling on behalf of the care packages. They have some old folk that would have put down the names, and the van went near us. And sometimes people think because old people live in the terraces that they are not, you know. But old people, they can't get out to shop. And this old lady, she had called me. I called in and put down her name. And up to now, right? I think we need to revisit what is happening. I was somewhere yesterday and I saw people, able-bodied people, getting these packages. We need to remember our older folk. They are of importance too. So I hope that we do something about this.
Ma'am, I'm not really sure what's happening. My understanding is that the care package program, the number which was set up so that persons could register, has been discontinued. The assumption is that everyone who needed to register has already been registered. So the care package arrangement for the time being has come to an end. What I would suggest, ma'am, is that if you have information on persons who you know are genuinely in need, and have not received any kind of support and assistance, You can probably pass it on to us here at Down to Brass Tacks via WhatsApp, and we'll see what we can do. But my understanding is that the program assumed that everyone who needed, who had been listed before, has been given a package. The problem, ma'am, is that I am being told that there are people who have not received, when a lot of the people who have not received have not been registered. And the assumption is that people are saying, because there's an old lady living in a house alone, that automatically someone's supposed to give her a care package. That's not the way it's working. The way it's working is that the information should have been conveyed regarding the need of the person, and a care package should have been delivered to them. This idea that every household is supposed to get is also absolute nonsense. Every household is not. At least one lady that I know is definitely not in need who received the package. And I don't quite understand how that happened or why that happened. She gave hers away, but in principle, it shouldn't work that way.
Yeah, but Mr. Wickham, I would have given in the old lady's name and given whoever was taken. So that was done. So that is why I'm calling the program, because it was done.
Can you pass the information on? And this is a person who is genuinely in need and still not receive anything.
Yes, please.
Can you pass?
Could you pass me the WhatsApp number, please?
266-IVOB. 266-IVOB.
IVOB.
Yes, 266-IVOB. All right, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wickham.
Okay, all right.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon, Down to Brass Tacks. Remember, we're on 434-1790. You were also on 266-IVOB. Peter.w.wickham is the email that you can use to call us, and we'll be here with you for another hour and 15 minutes. So please make good use of the time, call and chat with us about what is going on. Quick email I want to read, and then a WhatsApp message, and then we go back to the phone. Peter, something is not adding up. The permissible places like bakeries and supermarkets where you're getting large crowds and long queues. Thursday and Friday has turned into the new weekend. No, prior restrictions, supermarket crowds had tapered out. Government needs to study Barbadian behavior. The moment you implement a time restriction on a habit like going to the beach, they will bundle in the permitted time rather than stay away for a couple of weeks. If you close the village shops, wayside vendors, you'll push more people into the supermarkets. If within the last 3 weeks of the shutdown, there has been no decrease in person-to-persons who contract COVID, it means they're getting it in places like the same bread shops, supermarkets, and beaches. The study must take into consideration where and why there is extensive traffic. Typical example, Popular in Spooner still is closed. And rather than persons say, okay, I will get by with what I have until they reopen, they have diverted to Chanel's Black Rock, Roxy Eagle Hall, creating crazy queues. Last thing, they need to incorporate lay persons like a mother, a vendor, a small business person, a few people on the ground in their strategizing. Suggestions for fast food business allows these with drive-throughs only to operate from 11 until 6. And this is an email from Sandra. Sandra, some interesting ideas. I have been long advocating the idea of supermarkets being open 24 hours. I've not really understood the logic of constraining supermarket shopping to particular hours. I feel that if you create an environment where people understand that supermarkets are available to them at any point in time, it will really mean that they will be less crowded, period. But I, like you, have some difficulties. At the same time, however, I'm generally supportive of the initiatives that's being taken, and I would certainly want to comply. But I do feel that some of these are issues that ought to be reflected on at leisure. Then I have another WhatsApp message from a fisherman who is saying he's a bit puzzled. During the first phase of the pause, fishing boats were told to come in before the pause, which would mean coming in, I guess, before 6 o'clock. Now I'm hearing that fishing has been terminated altogether. Farmers were not stopped. Fishing, however, was stopped, according to the Attorney General this morning. And of course, as a fisherman, he was at home without that information. So what's the situation with fishermen? People are trying to understand, is fishing stopped? Is farming stopped? Or are both stopped? Or are both continuing? And if you're having farming but not fishing, is it not unreasonable to have one without the other? Sounds reasonable to me. Dr. Brastax, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon and welcome. 434-1790, you're on the air. Hey.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Yes, please. I'm fine. I would not have called, right? Unless something was really bothering me, because this is the second time calling this show. However, I feel hurt to, because I don't normally comment on stuff, but like, how people are asking, where are so many people in supermarket lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, I used to order from companies, and they would get it delivered home. One, because I have children at home homeschooling now, so they're eating more. Mm-hmm. So you have mm-hmm. to cook the meals and provide lunch and breakfast and what's not. Fine with that. I also have my father, who is 78, and an aunt who mm-hmm. just turned 89. So, I mm-hmm. mean, I like the idea of the home deliveries, but I would like the government to rethink why they would stop home deliveries to people like me who don't want to go out to get sick, to get my father infected, because I have to cook food for them, to carry it to them. I also have my mother living at me who is sick, so you are providing for people, right? And what I can't get understand is that you stop home deliveries to have me know to go to a supermarket line, which I couldn't mm. even get into this week to buy stuff to cook for the same people that are depending on me. So, like, do people realize how hurtful this is? That the government does not realize. You stop home deliveries to have more people in a supermarket line. Come on. The people that are making these decisions have to think and not just think one-sided. But you are making a profit go to all the supermarkets, which makes no sense to me, but that's fine because they don't care about your profit. But at the same time, you are stopping people that were generally trying to stay out of getting infected and getting home deliveries stuff home to them to then have to brace the supermarket line. This is hurtful.
Yeah,
this is sad. Like, I am so
you received,
I'm talking about this
your,
is something,
like, your home like, delivery can't Your home delivery came from a supermarket or from a shop?
No, my home delivery would come from, like, companies that I will not like to call anybody's name. Like, say, like, mm-hmm. A company that would deliver tuna. So, no, what I would normally do, because I have, like, 10 people feeding, and even some mm-hmm. person that I give food to because they don't cook. So, I would give to them, like, because they don't do it. They, like, you're just helping out other people. Like, my mm-hmm. close family members, you just give them. If I have enough, mm-hmm. I give them extra so that they won't mm-hmm. have to go to a supermarket. So I would order, like, a case of tuna. As I said, I'm providing for 40. I'm providing for 10 people in my household. My father, who doesn't live with me, and my aunt. So I don't let them, like, basically, mm-hmm. I wouldn't let him, like, cook too much on the stove because he doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. He also has a condition called vertigo. So there are times when he does not feel good. He can just have an episode. So I would not let him light a stove. So for me, I would order like a case of tuna. So this company would deliver whatever I order from them.
Yeah, I got you.
Right, and they would bring it home. And that's it. And I would just only leave home to go to carry the stuff for them to eat. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you got me. So, this week, I was in such a panic that I went to try to get into the market. And I started to get panic attacks because I could not brace the line. I started to feel bad. I would have to end up falling down in a line. This is crazy.
The home delivery that you received has been stopped this week or just this weekend?
I ordered it since last week, and then I was calling the gentleman, and I guess he felt bad to tell me that he could not send the order because they cannot deliver to homes anymore.
So that has been discontinued as of all of this week, and not just for the lockdown period.
From last week, because I was just giving them a break because they said, you know, maybe they were too full, maybe they had so many calls in, so I was just like taking my time, and so I did not. So I called him back again. He said he felt bad because he could not bring the order because they stopped sending home delivery. And I mean, it's just hurtful because for me, I try to stay out of the smart lane too because I feel if I am getting home deliveries, let people that can't do it go into the supermarket lane. So that means you would get less people in the supermarket lane. But this is not right. If you're getting everybody to brace the supermarket lane, how do you expect the lanes are going to be? They're going to be too full. So you're going to have people bunching up, and you're going to have the same chaos which you're having when the home deliveries could have been just continued. And I can understand, okay, if you don't want them to go to a supermarket or a shop that's where you didn't do it, but once it's a home delivery, it's a home delivery. So come on. Could they not have rethinked their whole situation?
Ma'am, what I'm being told, via WhatsApp is that the decision to discontinue home delivery is a company decision. It's not legislated. So, for example, today, there's no reason why a supermarket cannot do home delivery or any other agency could not do home delivery to you. It's just that some of them have decided, I guess they're overwhelmed that they're not doing it. But on principle, you can't do home deliveries tomorrow. On Saturday or Sunday, but there's no reason why you can't get home deliveries.
Okay, so you would have to place a home delivery through a supermarket.
Okay, Dennis, home delivery of cakes, who has tested positive and is at Harrison's Point. So I don't know whether that has created some concern on the part of persons doing home deliveries. It is possible.
We're talking about home deliveries of like canned goods.
I'm just saying to you that this is a general thing.
Yeah, I understand that.
Ma'am, I must tell you that I'm really not sure what to tell you at this stage. Like you, I would have thought that a home delivery option would be a good thing for you. 10 people to feed is a lot, you know, mm-hmm. and I think anything that keeps people out of supermarkets makes perfect sense. So whether it be delivery of packages and goods and so on, whatever it may be. It's important that kind of thing is encouraged.
Exotic. I was only asking for like canned stuff, macaroni. Mm-hmm. Like you buy them so that you can stay. Oh, it lasts a mm-hmm. month and you can stay at the supermarket. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like for me, that was just my concern. And if I am going through this, then other people are going through it because I you're not wanting the exotic stuff. You're just wanting normal canned stuff or a normal like a case of macaroni that has in 24 that can actually just help sustain.
I understand.
So that was just my reason for calling in because I was just a little and then Pampers. Like I buy Pampers in a box, so it was just like that is just it would be hurtful for a mother that who could be at home and wanting to order. Like come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much.
All right. Okay. All right, ma'am, and I do hope that something can be worked out. Lester's writing me, he tells me he's a teacher. Appears as though we've been forgotten with all these regulations. They're teaching online Monday to Friday, 9 until 2:30. Where's your time to shop with all of this confusion? It appears as though we have been left out. I really have to admit, people, that I am a bit, I don't know. I'm a bit at a loss for words because a lot of these things are not making sense to me either. A lot of these things I think are challenging for people, and I understand the pain that people are feeling, the angst that people are feeling. But yeah, this is a reality that we have to live with. I'm hoping that the ability to communicate via this medium will alert the authorities to the fact that we have some concerns, you know, regarding people's ability to provide for themselves as time passes. But we seem to have this every time there is a closure of supermarkets. There's this concern that is raised about people's ability to survive. The reality is that we are, in many instances, a day-to-day economy. And I've said this, you know, hundreds of times. It's not the most efficient, but it is a reality that there are many people who work, get money, and spend it, and that's how they live. It's difficult in that situation to do this. And this is the reason why I suspect the Prime Minister was so hesitant to go back into lockdown, because she understands, well, this reality of how people have to exist. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air, 4341790. Okay, I've just been advised that home deliveries cannot be done. Apparently, these are not categorized as essential services. It was permitted in the last lockdown, but in this lockdown, it is no longer permitted. Wholesalers can deliver only to businesses, but they cannot deliver to individuals. So that's the rule. Home deliveries are not allowed to individuals. I've just been clarified for me that this is the way the regulation is done. Last lockdown, it was being done. On this occasion, it cannot be done. So I'm afraid that it is back to the supermarket you go. And sadly, ma'am, you're going to really only have tomorrow to be able to go to get stuff that you need. As much as it is unfortunate, it is a reality. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Mr. Vickham, How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm not too bad.
You still in France or you're in Barbados?
I'm still in France. You know, I can't get home.
You know, it's good trouble. You know, it's good trouble. All the time. I tell you, you like France. I personally.
Man, I didn't look in to come home for my mother's birthday to spend it with her, but you
I enjoy passing the joke with you, right? But I'm a very angry man today. Very, very angry man, right?
How is that?
The people who is setting these rules out here in Barbados with handling this thing needs to think, needs to sit down and plan out the strategies right, Mr. Vickam. Now the supermarkets. I've been to the supermarket Tuesday, Mr. Vickam. You believe what I went to the supermarket for? Just one item. A pack of seasoning.
What?
One item, a pack of seasoning. Chicken seasoning. Mm-hmm. The seasoned chicken. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Vickam, I'm saying to you, Mr. Vickam, and I had to go to the supermarket. The supermarket in Black Rock. I had to, because there are many supermarkets in Black Rock, so I'm calling. I had to went round to the side. Actually, I was the last. When I went, I was the last. But others come after me. When they get right, others come after. And I was right to the back, going to the Guns Road, down to the corner, near to it, so the boys is lined up on the block. I was in that, right there. Naturally there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Vickam, you don't have to go to Oxford or Cambridge University to know, release the small shops, Mr. Vickam. Open up the small mini-marts. It would help eliminate the big crowds from the supermarkets. And I tell you this, Mr. Vickam. I tell you this because these so-called big people don't be on the ground. Them in the more air-conditioned office. The crowds at the supermarket will more spread corona than they're trying to get rid of it. Because I am honest. I'm telling you, when I was in that long, devastated line, people were holding 3 feet. Because first of all, the sun was really, really hot. People frustrated. And all this type of thing, taking away the sense of them from holding 3 feet apart. You know what I mean? Because it's too long. Open up the small shops. You know about the Oxford University? And open up the small shops with stipulations. But listen, look, Mr. Small Shop, I'm opening you up. If my COVID people pass and see more than two or three people in your shop at a given time, you bring them before the courts. I heard the news show last night. You have some guys going before the courts. Right. And I'm sure a shop owner, after watching the TV last night and seeing that they're taking serious stances now, they're not going to go that way. They're going to make sure that they follow the protocols. And I'll tell you this, Cody. These big office people, they don't got the small shops. They've got the big established places. You know what I mean, though. Right? I go to small shops. Some of these small mini marts can accommodate 3 customers with 3 feet distance. And that's a fact, Mr. Vickam. And that's a strong fact. So I don't know what they're doing. They're doing a bunch of foolishness. And it frustrated me, man, and people, other people, too. My next point, Mr. Vickam.
All right, let me comment before you go to the next point. I feel you on the issue of the small shops, and I think that I have been fairly consistent in the regard that I think that the small shops represent an avenue for the availability of goods and services that were not necessarily replaced by the delivery of care packages. When I spoke to Minister Simmons on the program the last time, when I raised the concern that if you close the shops, people are not going to be able to get the necessities that they need, he indicated that the idea of care packages was a way of responding to that. The small shops are a problem because the vast majority of them cannot provide the number of feet in between shoppers that is needed in the context of the new strains of the virus that are going on. It's a public health problem. And this is one that they're trying to deal with by virtue of saying they will put things. So I'm just telling you what explanation I've been given.
Mr. Simmons, get rid of that. Mr. Vickam, some of these small shops, as I told those people don't got small shops, you know, they've got big establishments. Some of these mini marts can accommodate 2 to 3 customers with the 3 feet distance. I am telling you, because it's a small hungry man, they shops at them. So I let Mr. Simmons get rid of that. And Mr. Simmons can't brainwash people with that. What a foolishness. I listen to you. Go ahead, Mr. Vickam.
So no, I'm just saying that that's the problem. That's the challenge. And I really don't know what the solution is, but I do know that the small shops have that problem. Many of them cannot accommodate the kind of social distancing that is required.
Some of them.
Government has taken a decision that the ones that cannot, you know, and there are some of them, like the bridge in St. George and so on, that one has been allowed to open because it can provide a lot of them can't.
I disagree with Mr. Simmons though. So let me move on my next point. I don't know what he's trying to tell people. My next point, Mr. Wickham. Mm-hmm. Mr. Wickham, you watch the television program on Channel 8, Star One Party, while you were in France?
No, sir. I have not. I've been seeing people talk about it online, but I haven't watched it myself. Is that good?
Listen to me. Mr. Wickham, I'm totally... Look, that station is a station I love, so it's your station.
Mm-hmm.
I love that station. I love your station. But Mr. Wickham, I am heartbroken for what I saw on that. First of all, the DJ score. And secondly, the behavior of the young women on the program. Mr. Wickham, there's nothing wrong with dancing. But you got to understand your national television. It's a lockdown now. More people is watching the television now because there's nothing more to do. So there are many more people watching the television and some of
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.